This vibrational reality is spinning and becoming, and if you are in anger or fear or despair, you're nowhere near it. When you get in the vicinity of hope, when you start feeling hopeful, you're within range. When you feel hopeful, it's drawing you in. It's drawing you in. And once you begin to believe or expect good things to come, you're in the vortex. And once you get in there, you're no longer the only uncooperative component. Now you are a cooperative component. Now you get to rendezvous with your money. You get to rendezvous with your vitality. You get to rendezvous with your clarity. You get to rendezvous with your lover, with your loving neighbor, with the things of your environment that you've been wishing for. You get to rendezvous with all of the good stuff that you've put there once you begin to get in the vicinity of what feels good. And you can train yourself there. You can do it in a day. By tomorrow, you could be vibrationally so close to who you are that you would begin to see the evidence. You would begin to see movement. Your bank account will shift toward what you are wanting. The people in your neighborhood will begin to be more cooperative. You have control of everything that rendezvous with you when you get control of the vibration that you offer. And you get control of the vibration that you offer when you care about how you feel. And when you care about how you feel and you lean in the direction of what feels best, you become, in a very short time, a vibrational match to who you have become. And then people who are watching you say, "What happened to you? You're just happy all the time, and every time I turn around, some other wonderful thing is coming to you." And you say, "I got in the vortex." And they say, "What?" Say, "Yeah, I got into the vortex. I'm in the vortex." "What? How do you get in? Where's the door? Where's the door? I went in too." You say, "Well, you've got your own, and you have to feel your way in. There's not a written script. There's not a detailed manual. There's not an obvious door. There's not a combination lock. You just feel your way in." "Well, how do you know? How do you know if you're on the track? You feel better than you just did?" "Well, I feel like revenge." "Well, you're probably moving in the right direction. Because right before revenge, how did you feel?" "Well, before revenge, I felt powerless. Now I'm feeling revenge good." "You're on the path." "I'm feeling revenge and I'm on the path to the vortex of well-being?" "Yeah. Yeah, just don't go back to powerlessness and you'll be on the path." "What comes after revenge?" "Anger. You'll be real mad at a lot of people." "Oh, I've been there." "Well, go there again, because when you're angry, you're on the path. Anger is better than revenge. It's closer to your vortex." "What comes after that?" "Frustration, overwhelmment, pettiness." "Yeah, I can sort of get that." "What comes after that?" "Hope." "No, I haven't had any of that in a long time." "Well, then look forward to it. Look forward to hope. Because when you get, I can say to your friend, in the vicinity of hope, you'll get in the vortex. Occasionally, every day, something will happen that will give you evidence that you are the deliberate creator of your experience. If you can hang around in hope, even only on two or three subjects, you'll get in the vortex enough that you will come to believe. If you can make your way to hope, and it's not hard, you'll get in the vortex often enough that you'll start to believe." "Believe what?" your friend will say. "You'll begin to believe in the power of your thought. You'll begin to believe in the goodness of this universe. You'll begin to believe in the worthiness of your being. You'll begin to believe in the power of who you are. You'll begin to believe in the cooperative law of attraction and the way it will affect you. You will begin to believe that all things are possible. You will begin to believe that you are the creator of your own reality. You will begin to believe that you can control your thoughts by paying attention to the way you feel. You will begin to believe that you can be or do or have anything. That's what I know," you will tell your friend, "now that I am in the vortex." Good. And what is the vortex? It's just the vibrational advanced announcement of who you have become. And all the cooperative parts of the universe have already been gathered there. They're there waiting for you. Don't you just love knowing that? Waiting for you. Waiting for you. So what's the holdup?
"I don't like this, and I don't like this, and I don't like this, and I don't like this."
Really insignificant, unimportant, petty little things that you're using from your day-to-day experience that you're using as your excuse not to get in the vortex. Isn't that lazy? when you could just as easily look for a hopeful thought as a pessimistic thought. You could just as easily look for a compliment as something derogatory. You could just as easily praise your government. Well, let's start with something easier. You could just as easily look for a reason to feel good as a reason to feel bad. You could just as easily turn your television off as turn it on.